We are learning Masechet Shabbos Daf Beis Omid Beis, and we're beginning from the bottom Beis Omid Aleph from the Gemara. Tanhosam, there's a Mishnah in Shavuos, and the Mishnah in Shavuos says a few things that Shtayim Shem Arba. Tanhosam, Shavuos Shtayim Shem Arba. The Isser of making a Shavua, a false Shavua, is Shtayim Shem Arba. The Lach is, someone makes a false Shavua, he has to bring a carbon oil of a Yerid. And it says in the Pasuk, if someone makes a Shavua, Lahara Oyla Hetiv, to do bad to himself or do good to himself, and he's not mekayim it, then he's chayiv a carbon. What does that mean? If he says, I'm going to eat, which that's a good thing, or I'm not going to eat, and he doesn't keep his shvua, he's chayiv a carbon. That's shtayim. What's the arba? We moisif from a ribui, that it goes the same thing if it's in past tense. He says, I ate something. I ate pizza yesterday. And it's not true. He also brings a carbon. Or he says, I didn't eat pizza yesterday and he really ate. Also, that's a case where, if it's a lie, he'll bring a carbon. So Shtayim Shem Arba are Shtayim. That's the first in the pasuk. Lahara lehetiv sounds like lahaba. It's, you know, it's gonna happen. That he says I'm going to eat or I'm not going to eat. And the ribui, which is arba, is l'sha'ava, which means in past achalti lo'achalti. All four chayiv a carbon oil of the yerid. All types. Shtayim Shem Arba by Shvuos. Yediyah Satoma also have Shtayim Shem Arba. Yediyah Satoma means someone who becomes Tamei and he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, or if he's Tamei and he goes into and he eats Hektish. Either goes to Beis HaMikdash or eats Hektish. That's called Tumas Mikdash or Kadash, also brings a carbon oil of Yared. And the Aloch is the only Chayav a carbon if you forget that you were Tamei. If you forget that you were Tamei, it means you were Tamei. You knew you were Tamei. Then you forgot about it. You ate Hektish. And then you remember, oh, I was Tamei. So you bring a carbon. Or if the same thing happened, you went to Beis HaMikdash. You went, oh, I forgot. Then you remember. Then you bring a carbon. That's a Shtayim. What's Shem Arba? That let's say you remember the whole time you Tamei, but you forgot that this is called the Beis HaMikdash. Or you forgot this is called Hektish. You forgot this is Hektish. You had a piece of meat in your house. You forgot it was Hektish. So that would be an example of the arba. That's the ribui. So all four cases of chayav el v'yared, but shtayim, that's the first in the pasuk. Shtayim shehem arba. The third case of shtayim shehem arba, the Mishnah in Masechta Shavuos, is maris negoim. Maris negoim shnayim shehem dalid. The reason why it says shnayim, not shtayim, because it's a loshen zachar, because the nega is a loshen maris, loshen zachar. Maris loshen zachar. So shnayim shehem dalid. There's two type of negoim that are brought down in the pasuk. It says sa'is ubaharas. That's the two type of things. And we learn out from there that there's certain things that are tuffel to it, which are tolda of it, which is baharas has a tolda called, it looks like sid, and sa'is has a second thing, like it looks like krumbeya. Because like the Mishnah says, that baharas itself is white like snow. And the second level of tolda is like sid, which is like plaster. And by se'es, it looks like white wool. And the second level is like something goes around the membrane around the egg. Balkaponim, there are four maris of negoim. Shtayim, shtehem, dalad. There's altogether four maris of negoim. And then the Mishnah Shvua says, Yitzias HaShabbos, shtayim, shehem, arba. Also comes to Yitzah, the shtayim, shehem, arba. That's ad kara Mishnah Shvua. Sounds very good, very easy. The Mishnah Shavuos. But the one has a question. In our Mishnah, it says Shtayim Shem Arba Fnim and Shtayim Shem Arba Vachutz. That's what it says in our Mishnah. And there only says one Shtayim Shem Arba. It doesn't go Chutz, Fnim. What's the difference? And for the Gemara, like this, Hocha the Iker Shabbos. This is Iker Masechta Shabbos. Who Tony Av is Tony Talda. It says the Av and says the Talda. Hosam the Lav Iker Shabbos. Who Av is Tony Talda so Tony. And our Masechta and Masechta Shavuos, which is not the Iker Shabbos, only says the Av is and not the Talda. Now we have no idea what this means. Well, tomorrow we'll have to explain us what it means. The Gemara is saying is that Ba'osha says the Av is and Talda. And the Mishnah Shavuos don't say Ovens Talos. That's why Ba'osha says Shtayim Shem Arba Fnim. Shtayim Shem Arba Bechutz. Now the way we understood it, Befnim and Bechutz were not Talos. They both were same Achnos of Atzos. So let's Zemarzan explain it. So Tani told. So Hashem the Lav Ikas Shabbos who Ovens Tani Talos like Tani. So the Gemara Ovens Vayni. What are the Ovens? Yitzias. The Gemara is saying what's Av? The Yitzia, not Achnos. Yitzia means taking from Rishus Hayachir to Rishus Harabim. That's Hoitzah, because the Pasuk of Hoitzah, we know Hoitzah from, we learn it from a Pasuk regarding the Nedavis of the Mishkan, and it says, Vayviru Koil B'machna, stop bringing Nedavis. Now there, bringing from your own house to the Mishkan area was bringing from Rishus Hayachir to Rishus Harabim. So that we know Hoitzah. Hachnasa, how do you know Hachnasa? So it's a Toldah. We learn from a Svara that the Gemara says later on in Perek HaZayrik, the Pasuk says, Mali Afuki, Mali Aluli. What's the bring it in, bring it out? That's the same Hoitzah, but it's a Toldah. So Gemara says, my new, what are Avos? Avos, my new, Yitzias. That's Yitzia. Bring it from Shishiyach to Shirabim. Yitzias, Trey Avian. Yitzias, only two. If you're only renting that Mishnah, Yitzias, it's only two. The only two yitzias. What's the two yitzias? A yitzia of a baal bayis, which means the baal bayis takes a piece of bread and gives it to the ani, or an ani sticks his hand in and takes a piece of bread out. It's only two. What's daim shem arba then? What's daim shem arba? If only talking about obvious, what's daim shem arba? Yitzias trade avin. The chi tema means like this. Behen lechi and behen lepator. It means daim shem arba is two yitzias that are chayiv and two yitzias that are potter. What's the case? Two yitzias are potter. They do it with two people. The ani and usher. Both collaborate in taking something out. So maybe that's what it means, Daim Shem Arba and Shuas. It means two Yitzias of Chiyuva, that you chayiv, and two Yitzias that's Pata Avlasa. You want it like that? V'chitem mehen l'chiyuv mehen l'ptur, v'adumya demaris negoam katani. It says in that Mishnah, the four cases, I had Tuma, I had Shuas, I had Negoim, and I had Shabbos. Just like with Negoim, all four Maris are the Raisa, the Chayiv, for Nega. So this also has to be, all four have to be the Issa, the Raisa, that's Chayiv. So it can't be two people that did it. It has to be similar to all the cases. Now, why didn't the Gemara say similar to Tumah, similar to Nega? So both Rashi and Tosfos speak out, because there in the Gemara, it's really a machlokes of Tanoim about of all four Chayiv. And we only know those four are talking about all four Chayiv, like that Mandiyama, because it has to be similar to Negotim. So that's really the Makar, that everything is chayiv. So really the makar is from Negoim. That's really the makar. So that's Mar's Kasha. Mar's Kasha is back to Shabbos. Shtayim Shem Arba. What's the case? Two Yitzias of Chiv and two Yitzias of Ptur. It has to be done with Negoim. It has to be all chayiv. So what's going on? What's a Shtayim Shem Arba there? Let's read it inside. But doing the Mar's Negoim, Tony. My house of Kulu Chiv. I've Hachad Ami Kulu Chiv. Elom Rapapa. A little different. Hachad Ika Shabbos, who here it's Ika Shabbos, Tani Chiyuvei Apturi. It says the Chiyuvei and it says the Apturi, which means the Issa Rabbanon. And that's why you have Shtayim Shem Arba twice. Hosham Lav Ika Shabbos, who Chiyuvei Tani or Apturi Le Tani. Don't say any Apturim, only Chiyuvim. So it comes out, when it says Shtayim Shem Arba means all Chiyuvim. Now, do you know four Chiyuvim of Yitzias? Look or not. It's two Yitzias that are Chayiv, the Oni and the Asher, and two Achnosas that are Chayiv, the Oni and the Asher. So that's the Gemara asks right away. If it's all chiyuva, b'tur le'tani, chiyuva ma'iniyu yitzias, yitzias tarati avin, the only two yitzias, only two haitzas, more than two haitzas. So the Gemara, you know what it means? Shtayim da haitzah, v'shtayim da achnasa. It means two of haitzah, it means the oni who brings something out of the shusayachid, and the usher, the baal bayis, who sends something out. And shtayim da achnasa means the oni puts something in, and the baal bayis brings something in. So that's shtayim shem arba. And the all chayiv. Freit the Gemara, how can you say, Yitzias HaShavah Shtayim Shem Arba? Well, Yitzias K'toni. And that's not Achnasa. Yitzias is Mashmeh Yitzias, not Achnasa. So the Gemara's have two truths to that. Omar of Ashi. First tarot is like this. Omar of Ashi. Tana Hachnasa Nami Hatzah Karle. The Tana calls Hachnasa Hatzah. Hatzah can mean Achnasa also. Mimai, how do we know? The Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, this is the Mishnah later on that enumerates all the 39 malachas. The last one is Hamoitzi Meshus Lashus Chayev. It says Hamoitzi, and Milo Yaskina the Kamaila Meshus Harabim Shiyachid. Are we talking about Meshus Harabim Lashus Shiyachid? And still it says Lashna Moitzi. Now, how do we talk about Taka? Maybe it's not talking about Meshus Harabim Shiyachid. So both Taisis and Taisis Rosh with Moarichas explain, because it doesn't say Hamoitzi Meshus Hayachid Lashus Harab. It's Hamoitzi Meshus Lashus. Mashma either way. Either way. So therefore, we know Mila Eskino and the Kamaila Meshus Harabim Shiyachid, and still we call Karela Haitzah. We call it the word Haitzah. But Taim Amai, why Taka do you call it Haitzah? Taim Amai, call it Kira Chavitz Mekoima Tana Haitzah Karela. Any Akira, Chayvitz Mekoyim, the Tana calls it Haitzah. Avada, it's still a toldo, by the way. Achras is still a toldo, because the Torah only says, by Vira Kalba Machna, by the Nedavas and the Mishkan, they are bringing from the oil of the people to the Mishkan area. But in Lashon of Tanoim, we're saying, Haitza'a can mean both Achras and Haitza'a. Why? Because anything you move out of its place is called Haitza'a. And that's Pshat and Mishnah and Shavuos. Yitzias Shavuos Taim Shavara means the two Avos, which are four altogether with the Taldais, very Gishmak, and all four Chayiv, which is Aitzah and Achnasa. What's different in our Mishnah and Mishnah and Shavuos is, our Mishnah explains also Pater Ava Aser, that there are Bonans. That Mishnah only says Chiyuvim, but our Mishnah is Pater Ava Aser. That's why by us we have eight altogether, two Shavuos Taim Shavaras. But there you only have Chiyuvim, that's why you have altogether only four. Amar Avina, I'll bring you a raya that the word Yitzia can mean Achnasa. Masis Namadeka, our Mishnah is pretty much a first. The Tani Yitzia Shabbos, Shtaim Sem Arba. And what's the first thing explains in our Mishnah? The first case. It says, Pasha Ta'ani Yis Yadi Lefnim, V'nasa Asa Yadi Shalavayis. He put something inside and gave it to the Vavayis. Nam Shah the case of Achnasa. So our Mishnah is Gans Mefurus, the Yitzia can mean Achnasa. That's the first case our Mishnah explains. They can have me tell you to see us. We go far. Shachnos la alter right away. Shema mina. So it's a right to Rav Ashi's teretz. Rav Ashi's teretz is that Hachnos is old kol etzah and yitzias of Shabbos daim shemarba means all four chiyuvim of etzah v'achnosa. That's pshat the Mishnah and Shavuos. Rava has different teretz. Rava says that the word yitzias means reshuyas. Doesn't mean etzah. It means reshuyas. Reshuyas tani. Reshuyas Shabbos daim. There are two reshuyas in Shabbos, which means Rosh Hashayachid and Rosh Hasharabim, Shehein Arba, which come out to four Isurim. They come out to four Isurim. So Yitzias Shabbos means, he says the word Yitzias means Rishuyas. That's what it means. That's what Rashi learns. It means Rishuyas. And it means Rosh Hasharabim, Rosh Hashayachid, which could be Shtayim Shehein Arba. And like Tosis explains from Rivah, that the word Toitzaois could mean reshuyay, so it means different reshuyos. The pasuk in Bamidbar Lamadal of a hoyu toitza oisav hayama, and Targum is reshus. You see the word toitza is can mean reshus, or it's tzias or Shabbos time means there's two reshuyos, which lands up being altogether four isurim, and let's end up being altogether four isurim. And in Shavuos it means four chiyuvim deraisa, and ba'as it means two deraisa, two derabbanans for the b'fnim, and two derabbanans, two deraisa for chutz.